All right, take two. So, sorry about the technical difficulties before, guys. We had to shut it off, and we're back again. So, yeah, round 10, we were talking about rep round, and I don't think we want to talk any more about it.
We pretty much just said, fuck rep round.
Fuck rep round. But we will say, we only had one win on rep round, which was by far the worst week that we've had. But when you look at it closely, I mean, we had the Kiwis in the women's. We got that at Pick'em. They closed $1.60 favourites. We got New Zealand plus 8.5. The line closed like 6.
Yep.
You know, every single bet that we made on the weekend closed better
like
on
Samoa,
than what we got it at.
Catching 6.5 with Samoa, they closed 2-point underdogs. And, I mean, that wasn't really a good game either. So,
no,
really disappointing because we said how excited we were for rep round. But, you know what? I'm even more excited that NRL is back.
Yeah, bloody hell.
And, yeah, sorry about our first take. And we're trying to catch the neighbour's Wi-Fi
yeah,
again.
That's it. And all you can do, like we've said before, all you can do is make good bets. And when you make a bet and the line closes, you know, 2, 3, 4 points better than what you got at that, you have to be happy with that no matter what the result is. And long term, if you keep making those bets, you're going to win in the long run.
Absolutely, and we are winning in the long run. Over 68% on 50-50 line bets, all NRL, one losing week all season. We've got more winning bets. I mean, I don't have too many this week. I don't love the slate. We're going to be a bit selective. But
we've said that before, and we had like 13 best bets.
But we've
bets
also
anyway.
Given out a few bets, which have definitely
we'll
moved
those.
In our favour, which is a reason you want to be in our group. Our group is the NRL
Tripod. NRL Tips Forum. The link is in the post. So go on, join that. We've got a lot of sweet stuff going on at the moment. We've got the 100K Challenge, which is free to enter, gives everyone the chance to win the share of $100,000. And that's going on in the group right now. The entries close tomorrow. So if you're not in our group yet, join the group, get involved with that one. And we've got people killing on all sports. I mean,
absolutely crushing it. NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs going on.
But speaking of the challenge, we are giving away 500 cold hard cash this weekend.
Yep.
We've got Origin
entries close
tickets
to that one tomorrow
Origin
as well.
Origin 3
so.
We're giving away in our group.
Yep.
And then like $500 free bets and stuff. So it's
all
in the group.
All sorts of stuff going on.
So I don't, if you didn't catch the first vid, we just want to give a shout out to our merch.
Yep.
Going pod tonight,
it's
lads.
Bloody
so
cold, so we're going pod on pod.
We are braving the elements.
Inception.
It is cold.
It's
so
fucking cold, yeah.
Let's zoom through it. Let's warm up.
All right, Thursday night game. We got the Bulldogs hosting the Cowboys. Bulldogs are 4-point favourites, 37.5 the total.
Yeah, good game, this one. And we already have a best bet on this. So the beauty of being in the group and kind of being aware, we got a tip-off that Jonathan Thurston's shoulder did not come through well in the test match. There's still a lot of mystery around this shoulder. Is it season ending? Is he going to be sweet in 2 weeks' time? Is he sweet
That's
for
it.
Origin 1? Is he going to play any part in Origin?
They reckon not sweet for Origin 1, but probably sweet for Origin 2.
Okay.
But, you know, like with all players, they always say, yeah, I fucking want to get out there and play. Like he said he wants to play in this game. He's not going to be playing this
he's
one.
He's tough as woodpeckers. And
tough
before
as nails.
We talk about this game, can I throw this at you?
Yep.
New South Wales plus 2 in Origin 1. I mean, that game's in Queensland, but I just want to say this. We'll obviously talk way more about Origin when we get closer, you know, as the fever builds. I got a bad feeling. We're obviously, you know, true Queenslanders, but we are fans of money more than anything else.
Bloody
New South Wales is a stronger roster. I'm really worried.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried this year as well. It's one of the first times in, 10 years that I've actually been worried about
and
Origin.
We,
but
know,
the one benefit we do have, two games in Queensland.
That's
that
it, but, you know, GI, Matt Scott, Thurston down. Now,
they're
keep
all on
that
the
eye on that. If any other good players get injured, you might actually need to pounce on that plus 2, but that's the beauty of being in the group.
Definitely.
The beauty of also being in the group, you've already got the Bulldogs plus 1.5 in this game, which we got when we knew JT was out. I loved that bet at that time, but at the time that we made that a best bet, which obviously we don't regret, we're happy
no,
to
no,
have it.
No, definitely. Well, you got 5.5 points of value.
Exactly.
So.
We didn't know that Lockie Coote and Granville were both going to be back early for this one. The Cowboys definitely have enough to win with. I feel like it's a huge game for them. They've had like 3 bad weeks in a row. Towed up, you know, last game, national TV. I think it was Friday night against the Eels. When JT was a withdrawal for that one. They need to win this. Well, on the other hand, the Dogs. I don't know how you feel about the Dogs. I know you really don't like them. But it's a solid squad with a great forward pack. You look at blokes like Adam Elliott is off the bench in that side. The back line, Hopewadi back does strengthen them. They
certainly
know how to defend. The question mark is their attack and their halves, obviously, with Reynolds out.
Frawley and Mbai, and I mean,
a lot
that's
of pressure
not the strongest.
On Frawley, but he is a decent player. I think the Bulldogs will get home in a bloody close one, like maybe a field goal penalty in it.
Yeah, I agree. I actually was going to try and talk you into coming back and playing on the Cows in this one. I think, you know, 4's a pretty good number. And what I always like to do, especially in those rep round type situations or when a team's coming off the bye week or something like that. It is a very strong trend in pretty much all sports where a team coming off a bye, especially a full 2 weeks, if they get absolutely toweled up in the game 2 weeks ago, they come back 2 weeks later, they've been blown up by the media, you know, they really get stuck in training, they're not lackadaisical in training for those 2 weeks. I think the Cowboys put on a good performance here. You know, you got Coop back, you got Granville back, no Reynolds for the Bulldogs hurts. I think, you know, with that halves combo, with Mbai and bloody Frawley in there, they're not going to be able to score that many points. Low total, 37.5. I don't see the Bulldogs winning by much if they do.
Is there a chance of plus 4.5?
We'll have to look. I haven't really searched too much, but if we could get 4.5, I think that's a solid middle.
I mean,
that's
as our mate Evan says, 4 is a good number.
Well,
it's
yeah.
still a number.
Everyone's different.
And I actually, if you're taking the Cowboys, and maybe we will, I prefer they keep Ponga in there mm-hmm. and maybe play Coot in the halves. They've gone with Ray Thompson at this stage. We'll see how that transpires, but definitely a possibility to make money and definitely. Maybe even get a juicy middle, obviously.
Love
if the score lands anywhere between Cowboys by 1 through to Cowboys by 4, you're winning both of your bets there.
Bulldogs by
4, and you can't lose both, obviously, yep. when you've got a great line.
Exactly, yep. So Friday night, we've got the Dragons plus 7.5 points against the Sharks, 36.5 the total.
And speaking of a great line on a Friday night,
yes.
not talking about J-Bron and Proctor.
Yep.
I'm talking about the Sharkies. What did we get?
5.5.
We got Sharkies minus 5.5. We took that when Dugan basically went down with the what's now like a minor fracture in his cheek.
Yeah.
So we fractured immediately cheekbone, took so. That. The Dragons are like a quality side that everyone underrated this year, but they've kind of played at their absolute best they can. And now having lost Widdup and having lost Dugan, it's not a deep side, and especially in the backs and, you know, in the halves. So that's a huge loss.
Definitely.
No matter which way you boil it down. And the Sharkies, yeah, love them at minus 5.5. Don't love them so much at minus 7.5. You know, I'm not rushing to the window to bet on that, but I'm glad we've already got that number. I look at these two lineups. The Dragons are still solid. It's a rivalry game, but I feel like the Sharks, they're going to have, I say this kind of every second week, they're going to have a lot of guys playing rep footy this year. I've got to admit, Gallen proved us wrong. Gallen was one of the best in City Country, and fair play to him because, you know, people criticised him for playing, said he was selfish. Maybe he is selfish, but he was one of the best on the
field.
Equal
kicker to Dylan Walker.
Yeah, he could kick it about as well as Dylan Walker. And I look at these lineups and I kind of see the Sharks winning by about a converted try.
Yep.
So, I wouldn't jump on it now, but if you're in our group, you're already laid 5.5. You're sitting pretty.
Yeah, I think 7.5 is probably pretty fair. And especially with a line like 5.5, it's so nice because you only have to win by one converted try. And especially with a team like the Sharks, you've got one of the best kickers in the game. So that's pretty much, you just got to win by one try. But the Sharks are far superior roster-wise. I mean, the Dragons were rolling. We called at the start of the season, we said the Dragons would overperform, and they had. But that was when they had Widdup, they had Dugan, you know. And they say, you know, Widdup was playing really well off the back of a good, big forward pack that was just rolling forward. But you've seen how much they struggle without him. I mean, you know, when there's nothing there in the halves, it is really tough
to put on points.
That
first half against Melbourne.
Oh, that was just absolutely grim. So, we've got Sharks minus 5.5. I'm happy to leave it at that for this one. The late Friday night game, we got the Tigers plus 1.5 points hosting the Rabbitohs, 43.5 total.
This is a real interesting game and really hard to break down. You don't know what kind of side's going to turn up. I like the Tigers on paper. I think it's a real talented side. I especially like the back line. The forward pack, I don't mind it. I think, you know, they were a bit skinny last time against the Sharks, obviously. No Timmy Grant in that game, and then Woodsy went out first half, and they couldn't hang with the Sharkies, and they did lose that game. Still no Woods, and I know people give him shit and stuff like that, but he's a bit like Gallen in the sense that at the end of the day, he gets through a shitload of work, and his team needs him.
Yeah, and it's like the Tigers don't have an awfully strong forward pack to begin with.
So they've moved Suasasu to the front row. So if anything, the Rabbitohs have the edge in the forwards. The Tigers the edge in the backs. The thing is, you don't know what Tiger team's going to turn up, but I actually do think the Rabbitohs will definitely turn up for this. It's that exact same principle you spoke about. They got flogged 2 weeks ago. It's a proud squad. There's also a revenge factor getting pumped on week one of the season. So if anything, I probably trust the Rabbitohs slightly more to give me a good performance, but I would give the edge in terms of talent to the Tigers team. I think the bookies have this one just about perfectly right.
Yeah, look, I've got a slight lean to the Rabbits in this one. Like you said, you know, coming off that blowout loss against Manly, but that was an ideal spot for Manly to towel them up. They got roasted against them first time they played. And like you said, revenge factor. I mean, that was the first game of the season. The Tigers towelled up the Rabbits. Everyone said, holy shit, this Tigers team is legit. And what did they do? They proceeded to lay an egg for pretty much the rest of the season. So revenge is a real thing in rugby league.
In life.
Yeah, and in life, true. So I just think there's too many betting factors going into choosing the Rabbitohs here. It's at ANZ Stadium. It's not really a home game for the Tigers. You got the Rabbits coming off an absolutely toweling 2 weeks ago to Manly, so they're going to be fired up for this one. They're going to be, you know, solid in training. Plus, you've got revenge factor from the start of the season. I think it's pretty cheap. The 1.5, and maybe we could even find $1.80, $1.85 straight up. So might have to.
I like that. I agree. The side is the Rabbits in that one.
Moving on to Saturday games, the early one, we got the Panthers -2 points hosting the Warriors, 39.5 the total.
This one is similar to that game in the sense that I just don't know what I'm getting in terms of the performance of these teams.
You're the team for this one.
Yeah, and you know, talk about the most disappointing sides all season. Tigers are right up there, but top of your list has to be the Panthers.
Definitely.
Been absolutely woeful. Cartwright once again showing that he is not a 5'8". You know, predicted that?
Apparently, a terrible intercept. Yes, it's just horrible.
Apparently not Anthony Griffin, but yeah. But they do have Tamari Martin and Cleary in the halves for this one.
Well, it's... Bryce Cartwright's still named as starting half.
Is he
Tamari
really?
Martin's only on the bench, which it boggles my mind.
Shaking
it
my
boggles
head.
My mind.
Now, I actually really love the Warriors as a squad, and I think that the Warriors to make the top four is really great bet at $9 odds. I've spoken about, you know, that same spine that lined up for New Zealand, and okay, New Zealand didn't do so well against Australia, but just four talented players that have all played really good footy. Look back to, you know, just before the rep round, for them to win that game with the amount of possession that the Roosters had, they defended their line like no Warriors team has defended since 2011.
I don't think of the Warriors as
and
a
I know that they won with like
side.
A lucky penalty and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, they defended their ring off and they've defended at a contender level. And that was the issue because we all know they've got enough attack to hang with anybody. They did hang with the Storm the week before in Melbourne. They hung with the Raiders the week before that in Canberra. It's a legit team. Probably equal on talent, if not probably more talented than Penrith.
Okay.
But I cannot take... Oh, your dog's having a bit of a scratch around. I think... Is that a sign? We need to take the dog in this one. Yeah. I'm not sure. But I cannot bet against Penrith in this game. This is what we call a kitchen sink game. Their whole season hangs on this home game against the Warriors. They've had 2 weeks to kind of sum up their season. How many wins do they have? Like two wins in nine.
Two.
They have a good side and they will throw the absolute kitchen sink at the Warriors. If they can't win this one, put a fork in Penrith, you know?
I look at this one. This could go two ways for mine. You look at this Panther side, it has been an absolute disappointment for them. And, you know, coming off the week off, you know, they did have a bunch of players playing rep footy, and Warriors also had a bunch of players playing rep footy. But this goes two ways for me. The Panthers could come out, like you said, be totally fired up, say, this is the one game that turns our season around. Or they've fucking had 2 weeks, they're thinking to themselves, fuck, we're pretty much fucked for this season, and they pretty much chill for the 2 weeks. It could go either way for me, but I know I'm going to get max effort out of the Warriors. They're still not inside the top eight. They've had a confidence-boosting win against the Roosters. I think they're going to be dialed in training. Colder weather now a little bit suits the Warriors a bit more as well. And I found a 2.5 out there as well. So if I was going to play the Warriors, I'd only play them at 2.5, but that's the only side I could play. I just cannot trust this Panther side, especially if they're starting Bryce Cartwright.
They haven't earned your trust, but I'm just telling you.
I know what you're saying.
The season on the line at home, you don't make money betting against absolutely desperate sides that have talent at home.
And another point is, you know, did that loss against Brisbane where they scored 18 points in the second half and came roaring home, you know, was that a bit of a confidence booster for them? It could be, you know. So maybe we'll stay away from this one, but we'll discuss a bit more. Saturday game as well, you got the Storm -8 points, technically hosting the Titans, but it's at Suncorp, 40.5 the total.
Yeah, that's halfway through the round. Do we want to talk about the double ender, or do you want to talk about... I guess we've already kind of mentioned our group, all the stuff that you can win, all the red hot tippers.
Yep.
We didn't have anything else special. We're going to be doing a live video straight into the group after this vid, talking about exactly how the challenge is going to kick off. We've got a poll in there right now that everyone's had the chance to vote on to pick
what we're laying
down a couple grand on, and that's house money that everyone who's in the challenge shares. and we build that bad boy all the way up to 100 grand to the promised land.
Because with most challenges, you know, you got to put in 50 bucks of your own money and try and build it all the way up. Not with this challenge. You don't put in a cent of your own money. We provide all the starting funds. It's going to be somewhere in the range of $2,000, something like that. And then as a group, we try and build it all the way to 100K. And if we get there, everyone gets a slice of the pie. So and there's nothing to lose. You know, and it's bloody good fun.
Yeah.
Blokes that good usually banter. Chuck in 10 or 20 bucks on a game, they can kind of all ride together. And we've had like 7 grand on a game as a group and stuff like that. So
it's good shit.
That's good fun. All right, back to the double ender. Back to the double ender. People need to understand that when they're seeing Storm written first, that Storm is not at home. It does make a difference.
Bloody
this one's at Suncorp, and that's got to be an advantage for the Titans.
It favours the Titans, yeah.
Yep, bloody absolutely. Funnily enough, the two key forwards out in this one, I think they were out together at the time.
Yeah,
Jay Brom and Proctor.
Ah, what are you going to do in Canberra?
Jesse is the better player, that's true. he's the better player of the two, but the Titans probably have like a thinner squad, so like losing Proctor probably means as much as losing Jay Brom for the Storm, so I kind of see that as a wash. The Storm is a clinical side, like make no mistake about it. But the Titans with a couple blokes back now.
Yep.
I kind of look through this team and I say, you know, the outside backs for the Storm are fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, Jared Haynes been best on ground since he's been back.
Yep, yep.
That's no laughing matter. Like, the, you know, the outside backs.
And now he's
backs,
playing at centre, he gets a bit more of the ball.
And Roberts has done well. I mean, in the halves, a Munster and Kronk combo isn't, for me, that much better than an LG and... Ash Taylor combo. So, you know, I kind of see that as a wash, and then I see the Storm has a slight forward pack edge, but, you know, without Jay Brom, the Titans still have probably a better front row in Ryan James and Jared Wallace. So, I think the Titans can absolutely hang in this one. No try first 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I think both teams really going to get in the trenches for this one. I think the Titans, like, kind of know that they have a chance in this one, and I think both teams would take the two
if it was on offered. Yeah,
exactly,
that's
the Storm
it.
Does. And maybe Titans first half, but there's no plus fours out there that I could see. I'd love a plus four. But I'm leaning the Titans in this
one. Me too, yeah, me too. And you look at this, and everyone thinks, oh, the Titans, they are so terrible, you know. But when you look at the ladder, they're only 2 wins out of the 8, you know. It's a fairly bunched range there from about 5 to 10 on the ladder. So they're only 2 wins out of it. They've got all their blokes back now, pretty much. And not only that, like you said, people think, you know, home field's not worth that much. But, I mean, it's worth, you know, anywhere ranging from, you know, about 2 to 3 points, would you say?
Yep.
You know, so, and plus with these games, a little bit of a hint for you amateur punters out there. A lot of the time, like you said, Storm gets written first. People just assume that that's the home team. Oh shit, that looks really good. Storm only laying 8 points at home, and they just go ahead and bet it without looking into it too much. So sometimes with these neutral venue games, you do get more value on the team that's listed second because people just assume that they're the away team. But no, this is a Titans, not a Titans home game, but certainly the venue favours the Titans. And if we can catch an 8.5, I think that's money.
Yeah, and everyone will say, what are you doing betting against the Storm? But, I mean, we're talking about taking plus 8.5. Now, if you bet against the Storm with the Warriors plus 10.5, you won.
Yep.
If you bet against the Storm catching, I think it was like 6.5 with the Sharks two or three weeks ago, you won as well.
Yep.
So,
bloody
I
ass.
Mean, it's the handicap. It's made to make it equal. We're
that's
getting
right.
low on battery, so we're what's leaning Titans.
Leaning
let's keep
Titans.
Going.
Then on late Saturday, this is a cracker. Sea Eagles plus 4 points hosting the Broncos. 38.5 the total.
You said hosting, but you've made that mistake
again.
But that's obviously the second end of the double ender.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the Seagulls. I think it's a quality match. I think we need to keep our eye on whether James Roberts plays because he's pit form and he has been named 18th man.
On
could
the bench,
come into the side. But I look at those lineups.
I think he's not going to be 100% if he does play.
But if he's not 100%, he shouldn't be playing. Because, I mean, those with a hammy injury, it's so easy to aggravate.
And especially with a guy whose speed is his one. You know,
he's got more speed than Oxford Street.
Yeah, true.
So, look.
I like the Seagulls.
Yeah, so do I.
Okay.
We've said it all year. Like, it's a really well-balanced side. Blokes like Tommy Trbojevic killing it in the outside backs. Dylan Walker, as much as he can't kick goals, one of the form centres of the comp. Uarte had 4 tries last outing.
Mm-hmm.
In the halves, Cherry Evans is back, whereas for the Broncos, we can't forget that, you know, Hunt is injured.
Yes.
And then the forward pack, like, the Manly has a forward pack that can match Brisbane as well. Mm-hmm. So, getting plus four, obviously they are the away team. But that's a good number for me. I like Seagulls in this one.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I don't really know why the line went from 2.5 earlier in the week to 4. Seagulls haven't made any changes. It may just be James Roberts' inclusion, but he might not even play. But On top of that, more so for this one, I think a factor that I like is that the Seagulls had hardly any rep players playing over the weekend, whereas the Broncos had a shitload. And make no mistake, that does matter. You know, playing week in, week out, the bye week is a handicapping factor in sports betting, and it's worth a point to 2 points. So when you've got pretty much a whole Seagulls roster that didn't play rep round, you've pretty much got a shitload of the Broncos starting 13 playing rep round, I think that's an advantage for the Seagulls.
Okay,
as well.
Definitely an advantage. If you want to know our best bets, you've got to be in the group because we'll post the best bets tomorrow. I came here with over 40% battery. We're under 10%.
You need to get a new phone.
I know, but I'm scared we will run out of battery.
All right, let's zoom through.
Next two speed
Sunday, rounds. Knights plus 14.5 hosting the Raiders, 43.5 the total.
The Raiders are definitely going to win this game. They're probably going to fuck the Knights up. Still no Jamie Bure. Raiders full strength apart from Papali. We already got minus 10.5 2 weeks ago, yep. So that's a great number. We maybe won't probably take the Knights at plus 14.5, but you mentioned there could be rain. Maybe if it gets to 16, you look at the Knights.
Yeah, that's it. The Raiders are definitely going to win this one. The line's probably fair for me at the moment, but like I said, or like Jacob said, there's rain forecast throughout the whole day for that one, and you don't like laying big points in rain, but I think the Raiders do get it done by a couple of converted tries, but 14.5, I'd leave it, but like you said, we've got 10.5, we'll roll with that one. Last game of the round, Roosters, minus 5.5 points, hosting the Eels, 38.5 the total.
And again, I think the line's about fair, and I won't say too much about this game because it does depend a lot for me on whether Bevan French is included, and there's an article in NRL that he could be back.
Yeah.
And so, really, it depends a lot. If Bevan French doesn't play, Roosters are too good for him. If he plays, it definitely kind of evens it up. You move Gutho to the halves and the Eels can hang here. Looking at future value, there's still whispers that Moses could join this team later in the season. If they add Bevan French and Mitchell Moses to that team, watch out. That Eels team could actually be legit.
Yeah.
But in this game, I do like the Roosters, and we've got a promo. Deposit just $20 with Will Hill if you don't have a Will Hill account. You get 100 in bonus and another 50 if the Roosters win. So that's for $20. You'll end up with 170 in your account. That's a ripper of a deal.
Bloody
you
oath.
Will not find anywhere other than our group.
Yep, absolute cracker of a deal. I'm leaning Roosters, but like you said, Bevan French is a massive one for me. We need to find out what's going on there first. Plus the weather, I looked it up. Possible, it's going to be showering throughout the day. It's going to be a little bit slippery. There's points are always harder to come by in the wet. Lower total, so I don't like laying the 5.5 points as much, but I do think the Roosters get the win.
It's kind of the opposite in betting. You don't want to be laying in the wet, all right? We leave it at
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Get in our
leave
group.
It at that. We're about to run out of battery. Join the group. 100K challenge. Free bets giving them out. Best sign-up offers. Get in the group.
Lego.